It's another Ag News Update. Most of corn, soybean, and sorghum exports leave the Gulf Coast through the Panama Canal. More after this.
CattleCon 24 is marching onward to Orlando, January 31st to February 2nd, 2024. Have your say in the future of the industry, network with fellow producers, or connect with friendly faces. Plus, the NCBA trade show will be on site with over 385,000 square feet of the latest and greatest in the cattle business to help your operation stay competitive and sustainable. Register today and learn more at convention.ncba.org.
With the U.S. exporting more than 40% of corn, 50% of soybeans, and a majority of the sorghum out of the Gulf Coast through the Panama Canal, Tim Lust, CEO, National Sorghum Producer, says...
We used to. I think, you know, logistics and transportation has always been and will always be a huge issue. But from a U.S. competitiveness standpoint, we've always relied on the Panama Canal for a lot of that. And certainly those backups and delays and challenges and, you know, predicted to maybe even get worse over the next few months. So something that you constantly have to work at and look at. For a lot of reasons, we talk about reasons why sorghum doesn't normally go to the PNW, but it can. And, those are things that, you know, could come back into play that you look at. If there's enough premium there to from a freight standpoint, well, you know, we can pull grain that way. But it's a lot more challenging. It's the normal flow is to go to the Texas Gulf and be loaded out of the Texas Gulf. So something just one other item that we'll constantly have to monitor and look at and watch this year.
It's another Ag News Update.